Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy today supported Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York to replace Liz Cheney as the chamber's third-ranking Republican. NPR's Eric McDaniel reports McCarthy made the endorsement on Fox News.
McCarthy's nod comes after former President Trump endorsed Stefanik for the job Wednesday. McCarthy told Fox that Stefanik can ensure the party is speaking with one voice.
We need a conference that's united. That's why we need a conference chair that is delivering that message day in and day out and uniting the nation to make sure that we are on the right footing going forward.
In an op-ed in the Washington Post last week, Liz Cheney said she feels Republicans are damaging their own party by embracing Trump's lies about a stolen and fraudulent election. House Republicans could vote on whether Cheney may remain in her post as soon as Wednesday. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, Washington.
In Colorado Springs, at least seven people, including the gunman, are dead after he opened fire at a birthday party. Andrea Chelfin from member station KRCC has more.
Police say the shooting happened just after midnight in a mobile home park on the east side of Colorado Springs. Officers arrived at a trailer to find six dead adults and a man with serious injuries who died later at a hospital. Police say the suspected shooter was the boyfriend of a female victim at the party where friends, family, and children had gathered to celebrate a birthday. Children at the shooting were not injured and are now with relatives. Police have not released the identities of the shooter or victims, and the investigation is ongoing. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.
The head of NASA is criticizing China for the uncontrolled re-entry of a massive rocket that fell back to Earth early this morning in the Indian Ocean. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has more.
In a statement, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said that China was, quote, failing to meet responsible standards regarding their space debris. He said that all spacefaring nations and companies must work to minimize the risk to people and property from their launches. The Chinese Long March 5B rocket carried part of the nation's new space station into orbit late last month, but a large chunk of the giant rocket was itself left in an unstable, decaying orbit around the Earth. The U.S. military says it tumbled back into the atmosphere over the Arabian Peninsula. Experts believe the rocket's remains splashed down somewhere in the Indian Ocean. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.
India's defense ministry says it will recruit hundreds of former army medics to support its overwhelmed healthcare system as the country grapples with record coronavirus infections and deaths from COVID-19. Officials say they have more than 400,000 cases of the virus alone today, but many health professionals say the real number is likely higher. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at last check. You're listening to NPR News. The Southeast Asian country of Laos logged its first COVID-19 death today. As Ashley Westerman reports, the country has relatively low coronavirus infections for over a year, but all that changed about a month ago.
According to the state-run Vientiane Times, the victim was a 53-year-old Vietnamese woman with underlying health issues, including diabetes. Her death knocked Laos out of the small group of countries remaining without a pandemic casualty. On Sunday, officials reported that the number of COVID infections had surpassed 1,300. In a press conference, a top official of Laos's Department of Health and Rehabilitation urged at-risk groups to be more honest and accurate with health authorities to help with contact tracing. At the start of the pandemic, landlocked Laos was swift to implement stringent lockdowns and travel restrictions, but last month cases skyrocketed when numbers also started climbing in neighboring Cambodia and Thailand. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Westerman in Manila.
Former Delaware governor and congressman Pierre DuPont has died. The fiscal conservative also ran for the Republican nomination to the White House in 1988. Born to wealth and status, DuPont, a scion of the family that established the DuPont Company, died at his home in Wilmington, Delaware yesterday after a long illness. Pierre DuPont, known as Pete, was 86 years old. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. The Dow futures contract up about 1/10 of a percent. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.